Leaves fall in green and yellow clumps in Lucas Lucky's soybean field near Columbus in northeast Nebraska.
If we could have just another week or 10 days of some warm and sunshine, we'd be ready to get picked.
Look at this 80-acre field and others like it in the Midwest, and you're seeing land shaped by markets.
20 acres of beans and then 60 acres of corn. The one corner we did take out of production and seeded that back to grass and take it as a hay crop.
Farmers like Lucky plant what they can sell, corn and beans for the grain market, hay for the cattle and the beef market. So what if you want farmers to plant cover crops to curb water pollution or to preserve habitat like the farm ponds on the other side of the field?
If we see ducks and geese down there pretty much all year.
Why not just pay farmers to do that? Power plants in California are paying rice farmers to cut methane emissions for them. Farmers in Oregon are paid to plant trees to protect a salmon stream. Federal regulators, nonprofits, environmental groups, and state agencies are all studying whether it makes sense to create more markets for conservation.
So you have people saying to farmers, use cover crops, irrigate this way, and we'll pay you so many dollars per acre?
It's generally a little bit more complicated than that.
That's Jim Shortle, an economist at Penn State University who studies environmental incentives for farmers. He says these markets are about a couple things. First is to lower the cost of cutting pollution. Say your local utility needs to cut nitrates from a river. It could pay to expand a wastewater treatment plant, or it could spend less paying farmers to put in wetlands.
If you can get the ratepayers for the wastewater treatment plants to pay agriculture for the reductions, it makes it, in principle, easier to do.
Markets allow farmers to auction off conservation improvements to companies pushing pollution limits. And that makes sense because on issues like water quality, the EPA can't do much more through existing regulations.
And the reason why it can't is because agriculture is often the leading source of remaining pollution.
Farm fields aren't regulated like wastewater plants. Look at Iowa, where 92% of nitrogen pollution and 80% of phosphorus come from unchecked agricultural sources. Downstream, those nutrients can make drinking water unsafe and add to the dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico.
We cannot regulate our way out of our water quality challenges in this country.
Ann Mills of the U.S. Department of Agriculture says environmental markets could help get farmers engaged. USDA recently put $10 million behind grants to establish environmental markets, including one in Iowa to reduce nitrogen runoff.
We've got to get a lot more people involved, a lot more people. We have to scale this significantly.
But Scott Edwards of the environmental group Food and Water Watch says enrolling farmers in environmental markets avoids what he sees as the real issue.
We don't have the political will to force them to do what other industries do, which is mandatory monitoring and discharge permits.
Edwards says the USDA already subsidizes conservation measures and it hasn't corrected environmental problems. Meanwhile, federal crop insurance programs and ethanol requirements subsidize corn planting, which is a source of nitrogen pollution. But when it comes to regulating farms, Shortle, the Penn State economist, says we have to look at the reality.
You have to understand. So how many farmers do you have in Nebraska?
Oh, geez. Several thousand?
Oh, tens of thousands. So you just have to recognize that an agency looking at regulating all of them would be facing an enormous cost.
Congress won't foot that bill, so these markets are a potential solution. And that's not to say farmers are against conservation. Lucas Lucky tried cover crops, but they weren't worth the extra work. Now, if there was a market for it...
Farmers aren't dumb people. From a cost standpoint, we have a different soil. It might not work the best. But like you said, if $20 an acre to do it this way, the difference might be offset enough that that practice could work on this farm now.
Farmers like Lucky have their eye on the bottom line, and attaching a value to conservation could change how things add up. Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.